proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Bible study. We have been looking at the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9, and we've been covering that section comparing the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. We again turn our attention to the blood offerings of the Old Testament. Virtually every sacred object needed to have blood sprinkled upon it. That consecrated these objects to God's service. According to Hebrews chapter 9, Moses followed this pattern when, quote, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry, unquote. Moses collected part of the blood from the burnt offering. According to Leviticus chapter 8, he, quote, put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it, to make reconciliation upon it, unquote. The writer of Hebrews added that Moses also sprinkled part of the blood upon the tablets of the Old Covenant, and part of it on the assembled Israelites. Though no Old Testament author mentioned Moses sprinkling blood on the tables of stone, that action would symbolize the ratification of the agreement. Moses' act of sprinkling blood foreshadowed the sprinkling of Jesus Christ's blood as a means of confirming the new covenant and sanctifying those who will partake of its benefits. Note also that Moses applied the blood directly to the Israelites themselves, denoting that they and their descendants had become God's covenant people. Earlier in Hebrews chapter 9, the author referred to the accomplishments attributed to the blood of the Levitical sacrifices. Through the blood of the offering made on the Day of Atonement, the high priest could approach God, both for his own sins and on behalf of the sins of the Jewish nation. The Greek verb katharizo, translated as purged, katharizo involved an act of purification, whether actual or ritual purification. Katharizo could refer to cleansing from physical infirmity, as it did when a leper asked Jesus Christ, quote, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean, unquote. Though that leper probably sought physical healing from his leprosy, he might also have desired spiritual cleansing from the ritual defilement that leprosy brought. The term katharizo could also allude to the ritual purification of vessels for God's use. The 11th chapter of Luke called attention to an incident in which the Lord responded to a Pharisee who had marveled that the Savior did not wash his hands before eating, which practice was a widely disseminated Jewish custom. On that occasion, Jesus Christ replied, quote, now do ye Pharisees make clean katharizo. Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness, unquote. New Testament authors frequently use the term katharizo to depict spiritual purification. For example, Paul told the congregation at Ephesus that, quote, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse katharizo, cleanse it by the washing of water by the word. Christians also need to purify themselves, so to speak. In James chapter 4, James thus exhorted his readers, quote, cleanse your hands, katharizo. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. The phrase that almost all things are purged by blood, written in Hebrews 9, incorporated the latter sense of the term katharizo. A Jewish high priest could not approach God's altar without bringing sacrificial blood. When Aaron went into the Holy of Holies, according to Leviticus 16, God specifically directed him, quote, sprinkle of the blood of it, the altar, with his finger, 7 times, and cleanse it, and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. The blood in question, that passage, pertained to the sin offering presented on the Day of Atonement. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.